Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I want to remind you that I will be broadcasting tomorrow on New Year's Day, as I have been now every year. It'll be my 13th consecutive New Year's program, and so we will have guests here, but also I'm going to be doing some stuff. I'm going to be talking about some of my predictions and things like that. So that's coming up tomorrow. Right now, though, we got more to come with our good friend Jim Sebescu. Jim is co-founder and CEO of Profiles International. Jim, tell us about Profiles.
Oh, Profiles International. It's a great company. We've been in business since 1991. It was a business that I formed with a full partner, Bud Haney. We started after we retired. As I said earlier, I didn't last very long in retirement. but we started in retirement. We are now a worldwide organization. We're in the talent assessment business and help companies get the very best people, keep the very best people, and improve bottom lines as a result of high-performance people. We think people are the number one asset in any company, and no matter how large or how small you are, so if you're a single entrepreneur, you are the number one asset in that company. But I think that, and so we basically do that. We do that in 122 countries around the world. Our assessments are translated into 32 different languages.
Wow.
And 8 different Spanish versions.
How about that? And what's the website, Jim?
Website is profilesinternational.com.
So check it out, folks. I know you guys do a lot of good work in education as well.
Yes, we do.
And
we're helping young people stay in schools.
I appreciate the work that you're doing there. The good work that you're doing there. And Jim, speaking of international, give us your take on where you think the global recovery is. We know a little bit more about the U.S. recovery because most of us are right here in the United States in it. But what about the global economy? Because we operate, even this tiniest company in America is a global, is connected by no more than 1 or 2 degrees of separation from the global economy. So we need to know what's going on out there. What do you think?
Well, I think it's interesting. We started out the year behind. I think the world economy was better than the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
And the U.S. economy did its free fall, as we all know, and I don't need to describe that. But Europe did a more significant free fall. Now, China didn't feel the impact until just late in this year. Our Chinese office we're doing just fabulous in. China's just beginning to get a feel. But we have been recovering in this country. And I can get that feel because I'm so close. I'm so close to hiring, and so 40,000 clients in the United States. So we're so close to hiring all the time that we know what's going on. And I don't find in the world market hiring at the pace we did originally. We're having more difficulty in France, more difficulty in England, a little more difficulty in Germany. Not a lot, but a little more in Germany. We had our best year in Turkey. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I have no idea why.
Well, I'm not surprised about the European situation, Jim, because as you know, in Europe, you don't hire somebody unless you plan on keeping them the rest of their life, basically. You can't fire people in those countries.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why our business is doing so well, though, in those countries, is because
you help them hire the better people.
Yeah, you got to hire people. If you're going to hire them for life, you better not only hire them for the job, you better succession plan them and plan on spending money training them, because you're going to have them a long time, and you can either walk around with a stone in your shoe and get used to walking around with a stone in your shoe, or you can not put one in there.
Right.
And so that's what we basically do.
Right. And so you're seeing the global economy cooling a little bit as we're emerging a little bit.
Yes, I think so. And a little bit of a shock. We took a shock wave in the Middle East more than we thought we were. That held up while everything else seemed to be sliding in the wrong direction. The countries like Dubai and all of the Emirates were doing great.
Right.
And we were just booming over there. And even in the Philippines, we were doing wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it was like somebody turn the lights off.
What do you think? What do you think? What does that portend for 2010? What do you think?
Well, I'm not certain in because I see flashes of brilliance around on a worldwide basis. But in the United States, we pretty much have to lead, because we're such a huge consumer, we've got to lead the world out of a depression or a recession. Now, I don't think we have a depression by any stretch of the imagination, but we've got to lead the world out of it. It's up to us as entrepreneurs to pull it off. Business isn't going to do it.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Jim. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for your wisdom and your time.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Let's have a good 2010 together. What do you think?
You bet.
Jim Sebesky, ladies and gentlemen, with Profiles International. He'll be back. I will be too. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm wrapping it up, the last program of 2009, and I'm so happy about that. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.